Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Did you cut to Gumpy, Mitt?
No, I did miss it.
Sorry.
You bum!
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino, the bearded wonder, the Canadian sensation. He is in his COVID gambling cave. Pow, how do you feel?
We're getting there, buddy. We're getting there.
You look good. I mean, you sound good.
I mean, my barber was gone for 2 weeks before this. Now we're in a bad spot. We're going to be about a month without this beard. It's out of control.
I mean, you got to get the fucking oil on it. You got to fly with.
I've just been rocking the tail. Just rocking the tail. We're just going to let that thing eat for a bit, I guess. It's pretty disgusting, but that's all right.
Hey, tell you what, it looks fucking good. Hey, same results for you, COVID gave.
Hey, what do we talk? It's baseball. We're talking baseball. Whether we're fucking sick or not, we're talking baseball, don't.
Where were you at, 4-0?
3-0, that Reds game got canceled. Oh, doubleheader going right now with Reds and Cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went 1-1 and the fucking no game because we were both on that game.
Yeah, Miley was going. I didn't see the score in that game.
Did you take your boy Cueto yesterday?
No, thank God. Giants are sliding a bit. I don't know. Brewers have been sliding and then they get hot. I don't know. It's hard to tell who's really the team in the NL, you know?
Dodgers and Giants, I think, might be tied at top of the West now.
Yeah, and then the Dodgers Braves tonight with Freed against Scherzer. That's a big matchup, dude.
I fucked up. I like completely forgot about baseball today. I did a little bit here in between Pat's show and our show. I'll have some picks. T's and P's also to Mitt. Mitt got hit by a fucking 18-wheeler this morning. So,
yeah, I seen that. What happened?
Mitt, you all right? Don't go into what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay, though?
What?
Mitt?
Yes, I am fine. I did not get hit by an 18-wheeler. My car got hit by an 18-wheeler as I was standing right next to it. I am fine.
Okay. We're glad you're okay. Jay's getting ready for his wedding. Good luck, Jay.
The hype boy parlay didn't hit last night, Mitt.
I mean, fucking... The White Sox blew it first five, too. Like, what the fuck, man?
You coming on this show in a Yankees hat after everything we've done
I fucking saw him yesterday, and I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, they're in my fucking parlay today, dude.
You were Southside till you died, and then you weren't.
You just cursed.
And then they fucked you. That's what happened.
You just cursed the White Sox.
That is very not true. That's a Mickey Mouse curse. I'm not about that. I just wore a good lid. I liked the lid, and they were in my parlay. It didn't fucking hit, but they're not playing tonight. I was going to say we're back on Southside tonight, but we got to wait till tomorrow.
1-833-462-2333. We'll take some calls a little bit later. We got Gumpy now.
And what do you got on this college football game tonight?
Then we got fucking Shatapan coming on 3:45, and then maybe we'll take some calls after that. I'm not touching it. It's not bull series on bull series, so I'm not taking it.
This game is a damn shit show from what I've seen. Looking at Jacksonville State, they got a bunch of good recruits, but it seems like none of them even play. Like, they got a four-star quarterback, Deion Sanders' kid. He doesn't even start. Like, who
are you doing this again? Hey, are you doing this again, Mitt?
No, I looked this one up. He does not start.
Okay.
He was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. I guess last year he couldn't technically play because he was a senior in the fall and then was a freshman in the spring, and they had a spring season. But, I mean, he's still not starting. They're going with the kid that started last year. Like,
well, what I'm saying, Mitt, is I'm saying so Deion Sanders' kid didn't go to the school that Deion Sanders is coaching?
No, he went. He's just not starting.
Okay, well, they're not playing tonight. It's Jacksonville State.
Oh.
Okay. Jacksonville State is not Deion Sanders' team.
Oh, no.
What team does he fucking coach, then?
Jackson State.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, Mitt.
Very unhyped boy.
Very unhyped boy of you, Mitt. Are you going to be okay?
I'm so rattled right now. I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. Fuck.
Oh, Nit, you are. Listen, you've had a long day. It's okay, Gumpy. I'm not taking anything in that game tonight because it's, you know, it's not D1 on D. It is D1 on D1, but it's not FBS on FBS.
There's a lot of big games Friday night, huh?
Huge Thursday night too. Thursday you got Boise and UCF, and then Minnesota and Ohio State. And then Friday, yeah, Friday you got UNC, Virginia
Tech. Are you taking Arthur Gustavo Falzon the third?
Arthur Gustavo Falzon's the third. What?
Gussie Falzon.
I think I'm leaning that way. I didn't take it as an official pick.
In his debut?
I didn't take it as an official pick.
Arthur Gustavo Falzon the third.
Listen. I want to see it first. I want to see what Gussie does at UCF first. I'm not taking it. Are you?
I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. I'd like to see Gussie do well, though.
I have 10 official picks.
10?
10 official picks, 4 leans, which I will give out probably tomorrow. The lines are moving, though, on some of them, so maybe I should give out a couple, maybe. We'll think about it. You want to do a little fucking baseball?
Yeah, let's run through it.
All right, let's just run through it, okay?
You got it, Paul.
San Diego at Arizona starting right now. Fucking Yu Darvish and Luke Weaver. You doing anything there?
No, thanks. Yeah. I rode the Padres last. They took Blake Snell out with a no-hitter in the 7th.
I know. He said he didn't want to throw fucking 140 pitches. They need him this month.
Let the boy pitch.
I hear you. He's actually been, he's found himself. Odorizzi versus Logan Gilbert. Houston at Seattle.
Missed on Kikuchi last night.
I know.
Logan Gilbert has been absolutely terrible lately.
He has. I'm taking Odorizzi in Houston -118 first half money line. That's low. I feel like that's low.
That is. Good on you.
Odorizzi's been better as of late. I'm going there. Jay Happen, Sonny Gray. Second half of the doubleheader today. I was thinking about taking Sonny Gray, but there's not enough options with the 7-inning game.
Yeah, I don't touch the 7 innings.
Matt Harvey and Steven Matz.
Yeah.
I'm laying the 1.5 full game because it's right now, it's currently 1.5 first five. So I'd rather lay the 1.5 full game -134 on the Jays.
Yeah, I'm a first half result on that one, Tone. It was at -150 this morning.
Okay, I'm glad we brought up first half result because the next game, Garrett Cole versus Packy Naughton, Yankees versus Angels.
Yeah.
So right now, I don't know if this is a mistake or not. Hold on, let me pull it up. Where's the Yankees at? There it is. So right now, first half, -240 on the money line for Yankees. Yep. First half run line, you got to lay -1.5 for +106. You go first half result right now for -150.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Don't gotta tell me twice, Tone. Garrett Cole's been dealing lately.
I think Garrett Cole's found it. I think he's back. He had to learn how to pitch again without the sticky stuff, but I think he's back.
Yeah, I don't see the Yanks losing 2 in a row here to the Angels either.
No, absolutely not. James Kaprielian is going – or sorry, wait. Chris Sale versus Drew Rasmussen. I was thinking about taking the Rays here, but I stayed off because I didn't want to go against Sale.
I would love to take the Red Sox, but I watched that game last night. They are playing Mickey Mouse baseball. They got guys with COVID. No one knows who's playing. That's a stay-away game for me, Tone.
Pal, they just aren't. They aren't the same
team.
They're
in trouble. They're in trouble.
They are not the same team. A team that's trying to catch them, the A's tonight. Who do the A's have? The A's have
Tigers.
Tigers with Willie Peralta versus James Kaprielian. I didn't want to lay that much with Cap on the red.
Yeah, Kaprielian got lit up by the Yanks. I expect him to bounce back here. I'll take the A's first five money line.
Okay. So. Okay. You're not taking anything in Cubs and Twins, are you?
No, thank you.
Come on.
What do you mean, Zeke?
Yeah, stay away.
They're not. Yeah. Those stay teams. Away. those teams.
I can't. I met Hendricks a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't sleep for nights.
I feel the same way about Cleveland and KC. Are you going anywhere there tonight?
Who's chucking?
Logan Allen and Jackson Kuwar.
Yeah, that feels like a no-no.
That, you know what? That does feel like a no-no.
Hey, Plesak finally pitched well last night.
He did.
Been riding him for a while. Thank you very much.
And here's how you know that Mitt's brain is completely fucked tonight. He said Southside wasn't playing tonight. They are. Carlos Rodon is going against Max Kranich. They are -350 favorites. I don't feel like laying -350. That's for the -1.5 is -172. Let me check the first half result.
First half result was -200.
-200. I think I'm going to stay away on all this.
Yeah, I'll just I'll put my feet up and enjoy that one.
Mitt, didn't see that your favorite team was going tonight, or?
I did check that on FanDuel, and I did not see it. I must have fucking missed it.
It's okay. Gausman's going tonight.
Yeah.
He hasn't been as good, pal.
No, he has fallen off, my friend. But
I know you hate Brett Anderson, and he's not been good either. So
no, so I expect Giants bounce back here. I'll take Giants first five money line tone. I think they need this one. The Brewers have smacked him around a bit.
What's the line here? -190 on the Giants.
That's first five.
No, that's game. First five is -188
this morning.
It's -188 now.
Jesus.
Result.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would lay the -0.5 just because Gausman hasn't been great.
I'm gonna stay away from that one. And then another incredible pitching matchup tonight. Max Fried goes versus Scherzer. Scherzer has gone 7, giving up 0, 5, giving up 1, 6, giving up 2, 0. Scherzer. Fried's been...
He got roughed up a bit last time out.
So I took Dodgers first five last night. Didn't come home. They did come home full game. Fried did get roughed up. I don't know what to do here. You doing anything here?
I'm not touching this one, Tone. I would lean Dodgers -0.5 first five, though, just because Scherzer's been lights out since he's been there.
They're fucking -220.
Right.
On the full game.
Fried is good. Fried's been good. Braves are playing decent ball.
And the Dodgers haven't been hitting that well. I might take the half here with the Braves. Fuck it.
I mean, the National League, whoever comes out of the National League, it's going to be an absolute dogfight.
Fuck it, I'm doing it.
What are you on?
I'm going to take the Braves plus the half. First five. Go.
Good on you.
Why not, hey? Why not, pal? Do you know what your picks are off the top of your head?
I got Giants first five money line, A's first five money line, Blue Jays first half result, Yankees first half result.
Okay, I got... Astros first five money line, Jays -1.5 full game, Yankees first half result. I still can't believe that's only -150, and the Braves +0.5 versus the Dodgers, which you just heard happen. Don't feel super comfortable about going up against Scherzer. I hate going up against Scherzer, actually, but fuck it, we're gonna do it, pal.
There you go.
You want to pop on tomorrow too, give out some, talk a little more college football for tomorrow night and stuff, and then you got footy for this weekend?
It's international break.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we got the road to it's coming home 2022 as is beginning, my friend.
It's coming to the U.S. 2 weeks in and we already got a fucking international break?
Yeah.
I saw your boy fucking scoring for Norway this morning.
That guy. I mean, Mbappe is going to go to Real Madrid for free now. They turned down $220 million. He can go there for free in 12 months.
Jesus.
Unless they want to sell in January.
Wouldn't you?
If you're going to lose him for nothing, you have to, don't you? But PSG wants the Champions League, right?
True.
They've never had a Champions League. That's what they want. If you win the Champions League, that makes up for that money you lost, right?
Yes.
So
for sure. Hey, pal.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, anytime, buddy. It's good to see you guys.
Feel better?
Yeah, we're getting there. A few more days. I think we'll turn the corner by the weekend. I'm going to soak up some sun. I'm going to go lay on my deck.
Stay hydrated. Oh, I mean, sucks for you. All you got to do is lay inside and watch fucking college football this weekend.
Am I trying to? I can't shave my own face. I haven't done it in years. I'm not doing it.
Well, you can't go anywhere.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, don't try. I tried that one time. I had to cut the whole thing off, dude.
I could shave my own head.
Yeah. But the beard. Hey, you don't want to fuck that thing up, dude.
I know.
All right, hey.
Hold on. Hold strong.
Feel better. Good luck tonight, okay?
Have a good rest of the show, huh, boys?
All right, see you, pal. All right, Mitt. How you feeling?
I miss Gumpy.
To ask Mitt who. Mitt, will you tell Zeke who to call?
Zeke, can you call Dave Sherpin?
That's on me. We're going to have Dave come on. Sportsbook consigliere. Cupmaker was on a meeting this week. So if you want Cupmaker's... what am I going to say? If you want Cupmaker's picks, go to at the Cupmaker podcast and get all of his picks there. He couldn't get out of his meeting. He left us hanging. It's fine. Mitt, have you made any more college football picks?
Yeah, I have 10 plays for this weekend that I am.
Oh, you also have 10 plays?
Yeah, I really do like the board this weekend. I got a couple unders in there, Tony, for you. I really do. I love UCLA -3 right now LSU -3 against UCLA. They opened up at like -7. UCLA had a great performance against Hawaii. There's no way they can keep that up. And I mean, LSU,
you're taking LSU, they're out for blood.
Yeah, I think LSU's out for blood this year. I took them to win the SEC at +25,000. Nice odds there. And then also, like, the speed of the SEC. I know New Orleans had their hurricane, and that they're, like, practicing in the Texans facility. It's a closer trip. It's not that far. I just like LSU. I think the book kind of got juiced on UCLA.
Well, Mitt, I got some news for you. If you like LSU, take them right now because it's sitting at 2.5.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
2.5, much better number than 3.
Oh.
Joining the show now, long time bookmaker. Man has been in, he's been making books in Pittsburgh, Curacao, Vegas, at Sportsbook Consig on Twitter. You can find him on every show. Every gambling show on the internet. That's every single show on the internet I think he's on. Welcome back to Hammer Down, Dave Sherpin.
Boys, what's up? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. Are Yin's okay down there? Hammer Down. I mean, with Gumpy okay? What's going on?
Powell got the COVID.
Oh, no.
He got it. I think he tested positive on Sunday, so he's out for the week in a few days. He's feeling better, though. So he came on today for 15 minutes. That's as long as his body would let him. He's going to be all right, though.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Man.
COVID hides from nobody, Dave.
Listen, it does not hide from anybody. But you know who does hide? Mett. Really. We got a bone to pick with Mett. He saw him with the Yankee hat on. You know, he kind of let us off the hook a little bit. So I wore a Boston hat today to represent, you know, the Bo Sox.
Yep.
As well as, you know, Carl and the rest of the boys that are waiting for Mitt to make his appearance.
Mitt, are you going to feel better sometime soon, or what's going on, Mitt?
Well, considering today is definitely not my best day, Tony. I'm not doing very well.
Dave, you almost got hit by a semi-truck this morning, so...
Was he wearing the good shoes? Was he running? What was he doing? I mean, can't keep track of the kid with the shoes. Was he out running?
He was getting in his car that was parked on the side of the street, and a fucking semi came by and clipped his door.
What?
Yeah. So the kid's a little flustered today.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood.
He's in a great mood. How are you doing, by the way?
Man, I'm good. I'm still recovering from my weekend. I spent the weekend down in Circa doing some stuff, meeting some guys. I got the whole thing set up, boys. All you got to do is come out. You know, we're gonna have a good time. But I'm good. Just doing the shows, cash considerations. We did a show. We're going to drop it today. I'm doing some other stuff. So it's all good, man. It's all good. I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, if there was a weekend, you know my favorite weekend to visit Vegas is Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my.
It's coming up this weekend. The weather is absolutely beautiful. It's the first weekend of a full college football slate. I don't think there's a better weekend in Vegas than this upcoming weekend.
It's a big weekend, man. There's a lot. I mean, college football week one. College football week zero is zero, as far as I'm concerned.
Week zero, yeah.
It was all favorites except the Illinois game, and everybody had Illinois. And if you didn't have Illinois, I don't know what you were doing because you can't lay points on the road with Nebraska. So this is exciting, man. We got pennant races heating up, like games. Games. There's a lot of games that mean something, and then we got college football, and it's the precursor to week one of the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
Still a little hot though, Tony.
What?
It's still a little bit hot. I mean, that beard and all that stuff. I don't know how well you do in the heat. I'm not sure, but it's still a little warm.
Dave, I've had this thing for years and years and years now. It the heat, the cold, the normal temperatures, it does not affect me. This is just part of me now. Nothing changes, okay? Nothing, absolutely nothing at all changes here. And that's why there's pools, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I told you about them pools. You got to be careful. You got to be careful when you're going in pools, but they do cool you off. I mean, it's fine. So, you know, you can unleash. You won't go speedo on the people, will you?
No. Not current me. Like if I was in, I got married a little over a year ago. Like if I was in wedding shape again, I'd probably go speedo, but not right now. No, I'm not going to do that to people.
Man. We gotta see these wedding pictures. If you were in speedo shape a year ago, what have you been? She must be a good cook. I mean, come on,
great cook, and you know what? I have absolutely no self discipline. Hey, I saw you. I saw you this week. While it is great advice, I'm still gonna fucking do it. I'm gonna take a 13 team teaser this weekend for week one of fucking college football. Okay, Dave.
Of course you are. This is okay. Like, you can start out this way, and I'll tell you what, if you're ever going to hit a 13-team teaser tone, it's this weekend. The numbers are soft. Like, you can find...
Okay.
13 is a lot. Like, can we just do, like, 8? Or you got to do 13?
Okay, so I have 9 game picks, and I got 4 leans, so I put a 13-game teaser together, and then I also did a 9-team teaser together as well with the ones that I feel really good about it. I put in a lot of work the last month on college football, so I figured I might as well. Like you said, week one, if there's a week to get the books, I think week one is, because they're going to figure out their lines. They're going to figure out these teams as the year goes on. There's some discrepancy in the week one line, so we tried to find those.
There's no question you should 100% put in the 13 teamer, but you have to put in the 9 teamer.
Oh,
because the leans are going to be what gets you, but also the leans are going to be what helps you. You might actually get there with one of those 13 teamers. Not going to lie, back in the day when I was a young, you know, lad, just getting out here and learning all this stuff, I actually had to I hit. Would you believe somebody's calling me right now? Like, do they not know that I'm on the Hammer Don show? Seriously.
It's unbelievable, Dave.
I hit a 10-teamer. I hit a 10-team teaser. I thought I discovered, you know,
yeah,
cracked the Da Vinci Code.
Yep.
Been a long time since. It took me a long, long, long time to hit another one. But these week one numbers, I think there's definitely some soft spots. You put them all together. You get to the window. You bankroll yourself. I'd say you bankroll yourself for at least like a month or two, but man, you talk about having no discipline. You're crazy. So, I mean, it might last you a couple weeks, but that's a good start. It's a good start.
No. I mean, the bankroll is probably going to be dead after this weekend, and then we will cut back and we will do things the right way. Sportsbooks love teasers and parlays, huh?
Hey, a lot of big places been built on teasers and parlays. I mean, a lot of big places. And, you know, the prices for the two teamers, they're getting worse. That's where the value is. The two-team teasers, you can find some really good stuff there. Go to three-teamers maybe. After that, come on in, parlay them, tease them, whatever you want. Mix some totals in there. Just keep firing.
I did another part of that clip, I believe, that I saw was you saying, don't lay 31.
That's not necessarily always the case, but like, it was a Pitt is playing UMass.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who in the world is going to take UMass plus 38?
Nobody.
There ain't nobody taking it. Every book in the world is going to need UMass. Now, I just know this from being in the books for, you know, almost two decades. It's okay to need the dog sometimes, but it's okay to lay the favorite, too. Like, look at Alabama's playing Miami. I can't think of a number, unless it's over 21, where I'm interested in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I mean, like, there's games where you got to lay it. And September's a really good time sometimes to play the favorite. You can't be scared. And believe me, I know you, Gump, Mitt ain't scared of nothing.
No, he's not.
He ain't scared of shit. So just play it. Just play it and go for it. Why not?
There are two games where I'm looking at where the number is at 30. One of them, I'm going to keep fading this team until they fucking cover, and that's New Mexico State. I'm taking San Diego State minus the 30 versus New Mexico State. That team might be the worst college football team ever put together. UTEP looked really good against New Mexico State last weekend. So that's one that I'm looking at. I think they're the worst team in college football. So I'm gonna find out. And then Old Dominion was 2-9 2 years ago. Didn't play football at all last year. First year coach. They're going up against Wake, who has actually been very good opening week of the season. I may lay the 30 with Wake, too.
Well, you found two that actually might be candidates to do it, brother.
Thank you.
UConn and UMass are also rated near the bottom with New Mexico State as well. So, I mean, we saw what happened when a team like UConn went out to Fresno last week in week zero after not having a team for a year. They didn't score a point. They got shut out 45-0.
I looked.
One of these teams back in the day? Like, I know you could play. Like, would you make one of these teams if you were back at the wedding weight and ready to go? Could you go out and make some plays?
No. No, I don't think so. No. I went to a 1AA school, and I didn't play there, so I doubt I can make it here either. There's too much other shit going on in college, pal.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
I looked for UConn this weekend. They are playing an FCS school, I believe, so I decided to stay away from that one. Give them a week off.
No lie. You can't do it every week. But I mean, what do you think about the Panthers laying that number? Would you lay that number against UMass at home?
Absolutely not. Pitt, I have seen way, way, way too many times, actually in person, in Heinz Field in September, win this game by 11 points.
Right? You just know they're not going to cover. No. Like, I can't believe
they don't have an off.
If UMass gets 10 points, right, just do the math. That means Pitt got to put up 48 to push. Pitt ain't putting up 48. I mean, unless UMass gives them the ball or turns, you know, blocks a punt and lets them run it in. It's just a math thing. So sometimes you got to look at those big spreads like that and go, all right, how many points do we got to get as a dog? Maybe play the team total if you want to get involved in something like that. You don't always have to play the side. You can also look at the team total.
That's a good point. And if I'm going to lay that many points, it's going to be against, or it's going to be on a team that I know is a high potent offensive team.
Like, right.
Pitt's a defensive team.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. So, you got to know that going in, like for all people, but maybe this may be a lot of people's first season betting football that are, you know, watching the show. And again, it's not always, you don't have to pick the big favorite, but if you do, pick a team that's got like four guys that are all Americans, 1, 2, 3, and 4, four strengths. So if they're blowing them out, they're going to keep playing, keep running the ball, and score points. Don't matter if you got a good defense, but you've got an average offense. You can't cover those big numbers.
What's the handle like for college football week one in Vegas? Anywhere. Not even Vegas anymore. Everywhere now.
It is. It's going to be awesome. And it starts tomorrow. I mean, there's some big games on Thursday. I'm not talking about Temple and Rutgers. I'm talking about Ohio State, Minnesota.
Correct.
And then we get a couple games Friday. We get Saturday. It's going to be awesome.
UCF Boise tomorrow night, too?
Yeah. I mean, you You like that game? Like, we got to maybe take a night in between the Thursday and the Friday. I don't know. I mean, it's there.
I'm going to stay away from UCF and Boise. I'm going to see the two new coaches. When there's new coaches, I tend to stay away, and I want to see how it goes.
And I highly recommend that as well. Unless you really are dialed into something there as far as what they're bringing back, and there's less turnover on the staff, and it's a new coach. But usually with a new coach comes a new staff. Very hard to handicap these first games out of the chute. Like some of these games, we got a lot of conference games as the opening week for the first time.
Yeah, I know.
That I remember. So handles through the roof, man. And like it's all going to come down to that Sunday night game. Notre Dame and Florida State. Single game on Sunday, the last Sunday before we got NFL for the next 20 weeks or whatever. That game is going to be huge. And that number, I mean, it has me a little bit stymied. Like,
hey,
put a number on it that makes you go, do I want to lay that? I don't know.
I didn't have the cojones to do it. Notre Dame is returning three starters on offense. They lose their quarterback. I think they lose their entire offensive line. If Florida State had any sort of team that I thought I could trust, I would take Florida State. I just can't. I'm not going to take Notre Dame either. I'm not going to do it, but Florida State would be the – if I had to take a side, I think Florida State would be the side for me.
If I had to take a side, I would take Florida State as well. I just think that with everything going on, it's going to be just an electric atmosphere there, right? Always one of the hardest places to play in the country. Yeah. They just didn't have the horses to run with them. But I don't know if they're going to be able to stop Notre Dame. That's the problem. I think they're going to be able to score – but I don't think they'll be able to stop them. And then when it gets into one of those type of games, even though it's Sunday night in Florida, the heat isn't as big of a deal if it was, if it was during the day. So, man, I'm looking forward to watching the game. I hope Florida State covers. That might be an in-game betting dream. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in the game. You'll be able to bet both sides or get a better number on a team you like at some point.
To your point, Florida State was ranked 111th in defense last year, yards per play. So that's the reason you knew it. That's the reason I did not touch them.
Yeah.
Is there any plays that you got in pocket yet for this weekend?
So I just finished doing a show with a West Virginia guy named Brad Howe, and he is really dialed into the Mountaineers. And I think West Virginia minus the points is going to be a play. Okay. They're going to be able to run the ball on Maryland. So he kind of sold me on that one. And then, Wisconsin and Penn State. I mean, I'm a Penn State guy through and through, and I've been just listening and watching. Everybody's on Wisconsin. Maybe they win and cover. But if this line gets up to 6, maybe even touches 7, I'm playing Penn State plus the points. I just think they got a shot to win the game, so when the dog has a shot to win the game, I like taking, a good number of points, and anything over a field goal here I think is decent. But if we can get 7, man, I'll be watching it. It'll be up early. I'll be doing a little We Are Penn State and all that shit. And either I'm really happy or I'm going to be really aggravated by like mid-third quarter if they're getting run out and everybody's jumping around in Camp Randall and it's going nuts.
Hey, I was originally looking at Maryland, but then their rushing defense, 93rd in the nation last
terrible.
Year.
Terrible. It's bad.
Not that West Virginia has a fucking good offense.
Well, the way it was explained to me, it was pretty good that they do have a good running back, and they bring it back almost all the offensive line. Last year, they were keeping it tight to the vest because they had such a good defense, so they're going to open it up a little bit more.
Okay.
So now, if they get a lead, they're not going to just 1-2-3 run and punt. They're going to try to keep churning first downs out. Like, it made a lot of sense. So I really think that I really think West Virginia is a good play. Undervalued at this number.
No, and then Penn State and Wisconsin. Good luck with that one, Pa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Graham Mertz the dude who came out and went 20 of 21 in his first game and threw 5 touchdowns or whatever? Or is he the guy that threw like 4 touchdowns the rest of the season? That is yet to be seen. And
I'm hoping it's that guy.
Penn State does give you some hope that they started terrible last year, but they finished well at least.
Yeah. Yeah, again, first game out of the chute, man, it's hard. It's really, really tough. And I think you got to look at unders. Like, a lot of people don't like unders, Tone. You got to look at unders.
I love unders.
Yeah, there's no – well, of course, you like under. I'm an under guy. I mean, this is what the books always usually need under. I think people got to look under more often than not, especially this first week in these conference games that are going to determine. Usually you got a ramp up or two, right? Yep. You got directional state, you know, schools. You don't have it this year.
Mitt and I love an under. It's Georgia State and Army. It opened 51.5. It's down to 49.5. Obviously, Army runs the ball 90% of the time. Georgia State, pretty good at stopping the run. Army's defense last year was ranked, was a top 25 defense, and their offense was 114. So,
ooh.
I don't know how many points are going to be scored in that game.
Sounds like one I don't really want to watch.
No.
Like I could tell, that doesn't sound like a good watch, but sometimes the best watches or the best non-watches are the unders. So, you guys are on your own on that one.
Yeah.
What's the spread on that game, Tony?
2.5. I took Georgia State.
Oh, wow. Where's the game? At Army?
No, it's at Georgia State.
Army's got to go to Georgia State? How'd they negotiate that
good
deal?
Question.
That's pretty good for Georgia State. Get Army at home.
Georgia State's got 11 returning starters on offense. That was my what won me over.
Do you like looking at that? Like, what is more important?
Week one, week two, I love looking at returning starters and experience, yeah.
But only if the team's good, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So, because I've heard this.
No, there's teams out there.
The counter for years. Like, this team's bringing all these guys back. I'm like, they were 3-9.
Correct.
Is that good?
There's teams out there that return 10 starters on defense, but they were 120th. And I think it's Minnesota. Let me look. Minnesota returns 10 starters on defense. They were 122nd in defense last year. Is that good? I mean,
is it good that you're asking me? No, it's not good. I don't think that's good at all. I mean, it's nice to have continuity, but if continuity's not good, maybe change is better.
Yeah, I don't always. It's not the end all be all, my friend.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I'm having a hard time focusing on baseball betting.
Why? It's getting good now. This is when it's getting really good.
Listen, September's tough for me with baseball betting. October, I'll be right back. Give me the playoffs, I'll be right back. But there's only two or three. Listen, I guess it's not that bad. There's only two or three games you can bet on a night because God knows what 20 of these teams are even doing right now. You can't trust them to put out their best lineup and stuff like that. But
you can find the soft spots because you know what? This is when – so I'd be in a risk room and everybody's getting ready for football and everybody's excited for football. And it's usually dud weekends the first couple weekends. So, I mean, this weekend's a little bit different because you have good matchups. You have conference matchups. Usually, you know, every spread is 30 or more and good teams are blowing out bad teams.
Yeah.
I'm in the corner of the room watching baseball because I need to know what the lines are going to be in October. But you get to see, like today – Colorado, 17-50 on the road. They're favored on the road in Texas today for the third day in a row.
Yep.
Oddsmakers are just looking at the numbers going, oh, Texas stinks. Colorado's a little better. They're a small favorite. Like, there's nothing to indicate that they should be. And I'm paying attention to pitchers now that are going to be dogs all September.
Correct.
That are really good. Like this kid Alexi that made his major league debut for Texas 2 days ago. Big 6'4" kid from some place called like Honey Bear, Pennsylvania, on the east side of the state, comes in, throws 97, and he shut them out. You know, his K prop was 4.5, it went to 4, and they took him out after 5. But he only gave up one hit. There's gems like that all over the board in September in baseball on the teams that aren't playing for anything.
Yeah.
Tristan McKenzie, Cleveland pitcher.
Yep.
Amazing. There's guys like this all over the board, so just pay attention to that stuff. And then, you know, I mean, just bet the Dodgers every day. It's getting ridiculous. All they do is win. If you get Walker Buehler less than $2 like yesterday, you bet it. You got Scherzer today, -210. He gets freed in the Braves. Listen, the games are good, but the Dodgers are coming. They're going to catch the Giants. They're going to win a division. You just know it's coming. By the end of the weekend, they'll probably be in first place.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had Buehler first 5 last night. That did not cash. I hear you. Hey, are you telling me, though, that the books, because we talk about it almost every single day, the books don't know that the Rockies are the worst team in the history on the road and the best team in history at home?
I know. Like, I would be one of the guys in the room standing up on a table going, Jagos, like, are you guys not paying attention? What's going on right now? Why is this line? You can't make Colorado favored. Make it pick and let them bet Colorado. Then we'll really need Texas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, bad guys are coming in on Texas. And I'm always trying to think, I'm always now, even to the day, I'm not in the book every day, but I'm thinking, what are the bad guys going to play? All the time. Like the Ravens in the preseason.
Yep.
Tony, you ever see anything easier than just bet the Ravens in the preseason? I was on a show, I said, make the line 7. Let the bad guys bet them all the way down. Take 7, take 6, take 5, take 4. We'll make history. So the Ravens won't cover a game. They've only not covered a preseason game in 5 years. How do all the books come up with 3, 3.5, or 4 every time they play? Somebody's not doing their job, man.
This last weekend of preseason football was the best of all time. If you took teams that you knew the starters were playing versus teams that the starters didn't play, they won every single time.
Yeah. The books are pretty happy that the preseason is over. Like, that was not a good week for the books because all the information is out there now.
Yeah.
And you find it. Whereas in years past, you had to really know or, like, you know, have someone in that city or someone that would know the rotation or something.
Exactly.
It's all out there. So, yeah, people got people loaded up their bankroll, loaded up their wallets, walking in the book, a little bit on their chest. All right, we're here. And then they get a bye week. I can't believe this bye week for the NFL in week zero. This is week zero. There's no games. How are we not after the preseason ends? Let's go. But I understand why they did it. I just don't agree with it.
Hey, it gives us more time to handicap it, too. I cannot thank you enough. At Sportsbook Consig, sorry, Sports BK Consig on Twitter, Cash Consideration Show, everywhere else on every single show that ever talks about betting. Hey, I'm going to let you go so you can take these fucking calls. All right, Paul?
Unbelievable. What are these people doing? I don't understand. I'm getting mad. No, this,
Hey, good luck with everything.
We got to get Matt on the Cash Considerations podcast, please.
I've been telling him, Matt.
All right.
Hey, good luck.
You're the best. I'll talk to you guys later.
See you, buddy. Hammer Dodd.
Hammer Dodd.
He's a good guy. Matt, you weren't feeling well, so you weren't able to go on the show, but you're going to have to. Matt, are you alive?
Yeah.
Jesus. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Mitt's not here today. Let's run through these calls real quick. Jacob from Indy, what do you got?
What up, Tone?
What up?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I got a late night college football pick for you Saturday night. I'm not sure if anybody's really done a deep dive on this one, but I'm looking at BYU and Arizona. I'm going to be taking BYU minus 11.5. Arizona was complete dog shit last year.
Yes, they were.
They lost every single game, and they lost every single game by an average of 22.5 points. They have a brand new entire coaching staff in there. They're going to be starting. They're going to be using two quarterbacks on Saturday. You know the saying, two quarterbacks is no quarterbacks. Their rushing defense last year was 124th out of 130 teams. Absolutely terrible. They give up 270 yards a game. I know BYU doesn't have Zach Wilson anymore, but they're returning their best running back. He rushed for over 1,000 yards. BYU was 23rd in the country in rushing last year. They're returning their whole offensive line and one All-American at center. I mean, this line's got to be closer to 14 or 16, honestly. And the fact that we're getting 11.5, just that should be very easy money. Lock that one in, boys.
Thank you, Jacob. It's a good handicap. I stayed away. There was too many unknowns for me with BYU. They have three returning starters on defense, which kind of worried me a little bit. 7 on offense from a very, very good offense. And yeah, Arizona was very, very bad last year. Has a brand new coaching staff. Mitt, did you look at that one at all?
Yeah, I absolutely hate BYU. I grew up a Utah State fan, so I cannot take them, but I do like the pick. They have all 5 of their offensive linemen coming back.
That's huge.
I mean, yeah, fuck, they were good as hell last year.
They got a big boy offensive line, too. Jordan from Illinois, what do you got?
Shout out to boys, Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
Shout out Gump, get well soon, too, man.
Get well soon. Everyone get well soon.
Hey, I got some dogs for you on Saturday. Tell me what you think.
No.
Give me Charlotte plus 6.5, 29% of the tickets, 56% of the money. Give me South Florida plus 16.5, 27% of the tickets, 45% of the money. And then I'm going big here. I don't trust Auburn. I like 36.5 with Akron. 36% of the tickets, 80% of the money.
Oh, you got to
say. Thank you, Jordan. All right. So, I like what Jordan was doing there. Here's the thing with Akron. They do have... This is a conversation we just had with Consig. They got 20 returning starters. 10 on offense, 10 in defense. Their offense, however, was 121st in the nation last year, and their defense was 127th. So, not great. 37.5 is a lot of fucking points. Auburn, I think Bo Nix is... I'm not a Bo Nix guy. I feel like he's going to have one last chance, though, to try to do something here. New coaching staff for Auburn, too.
I mean, they did get a couple different transfer quarterbacks to push Bo. I think Auburn's probably got this one, but, I mean, 38's a lot of points. I would definitely not lay either side of this.
USF is definitely going to be better this year. It's their second year under their current coach. He came in last year, COVID season. That's tough to do. I like NC State this year, so I didn't take USF because I like NC State. I'm not taking NC State. The line I thought was too big. I just like NC State, so I'm not taking USF. And then Charlotte. I can't remember who Charlotte's playing. Any idea, Mitt?
I do. They're playing Duke, and I would suggest fading Duke. Duke fucking stinks, dude. Duke does
fucking stink.
Yeah,
I didn't like Charlotte enough to take it, but Duke does fucking stink.
I don't really like Charlotte, and I was going to stay away from this game, but Charlotte at home, Duke, they have some bad quarterbacks, a horrible defense. I don't know a single person on their fucking offense now. They stink, dude. I bet on them once last year. I hate that team.
Gabe from Iowa, what do you got?
I just got a couple MLB picks.
Go for it.
And I also wanted to say T's and P's to freaking Mitt. Always getting bullied around here and then almost getting freaking smashed by a semi.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. As in like a little brother way, you know. But I do have the under in the Braves-Dodgers game. Dodgers unders have been hitting like crazy recently. Two good pitchers there. And then I'm also riding the Astros right now. I got them at minus 125. Thought it was decent value, so I took it.
Thank you, Gabe. I think that's good. I think those are good picks. I'm not against either of those. Sorry, I was reading my watch. Steelers placed a couple guys on the IR.
Yeah, I just placed a Mariners and a Dodgers over parlay.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, good luck with that, Paul. Jerry from Utah, what do you got?
Hey, boys. Thanks for doing the show every day. Helps me get through work every single day.
Thank you for listening,
Jerry. I had one betting question.
Fucking shoot.
Had one betting question, and I also had one MLB pick.
Okay.
I am on quite a schneid in MLB, and I'm wondering when is a good time to back off, or should I just take Gumpy's pick blindly, or what is the best thing for that? And also, my pick, even though I'm on a schneid, I do have a pick that I like tonight, and that is Dodgers-Braves first inning draw.
See? I don't hate that pick. But first inning draws for me have been doing bad lately. I'm done with the first inning draw. When to stop?
Never.
When you're out of money? Hey, if you like doing it, I don't know, maybe tweak your system a little bit. Even though that's bad information. But if your system stinks, then tweak it a little bit.
And if you're cold, definitely drop your units. That's always what I do. And then I just try and hit a slump buster parlay.
That'll do it. Fucking that'll do it. Hit a slump buster parlay. Those are easy. you could, yeah. I mean, I think we do. Actually, I know. We've had a very good betting MLB season. You know, pay attention to what we say. How about that fucking information?
I have blindly taken picks that you and Gumpy agree on, and I'm up a good amount. I like baseball now.
Bobby from Jersey, what do you got?
Hammer the fuck down, boys. How we doing?
Fuck glad down, Bobby.
Gumpy's doing good. Mitt, glad you're okay. Everything's good. Let's make some money this football season. For division winners, I like some good value. I like Cleveland Browns at 155. I like Washington at 260. All they got to get through is the Cowboys. And I also like L.A. Rams. That defense is amazing. They just got Stafford plus 200. And I feel like the Browns, it's all up to Baker. And also, my boy Zach Wilson, he's a guy. Put it down, rookie of the year. I got him at 1,000, plus 1,000. He's at plus 750 now. Get it while before the season starts. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bobby. The division picks, I took all of those, actually. I took the Browns plus the 150 because I don't believe in the Ravens. And I don't bet on the Steelers. I took the Rams because I think they have a better quarterback situation than the Niners. And I took the Washington football team because they have a much better defense than the Dallas Cowboys. And you never know what you're going to get out of Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, Mitt.
Yeah, you do not. But, I mean, hell, they got a backup quarterback in Will Greer now. Uh-huh. I took, actually, though, I took Seattle. I think Seattle is really? The play in the West, the NFC West. Yeah, I mean, Russ is back. He's going to be back for blood. I mean, blood let's go.
All I'm right.
pumped.
Last call of the day before we get out of here. Cody from Colorado, what do you got?
Atta baby Tone.
Atta baby Cody.
Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
What's up? I have a question on... NFL future bets. So I have a page up, FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm in quarterback props, and I want to be able to parlay the quarterback yards under, passing yards under, over, and I want to parlay it, but it says it's unavailable.
Yeah, there's just some things that you, there's just, thank you for the question. There's just some things in this world that you can't parlay, and those are one of them. Can't do it. Trust me, I did the same thing to see if I could do it. Because you never know. You never know why you can and can't do things until you try it. And that didn't work for me either. So there's just some things in this world that you can't parlay. Right, Mitt?
Yeah, it kind of stinks, but I mean, hey, what are you going to do, right?
That's the world we live in. Can't thank you guys enough for listening this day, every day, and going forward. We're here. Football season's here. First week of college football. Cannot wait. We'll give out all my picks tomorrow on that. So will Gumpy. Got another guest coming on tomorrow. Mid will give out all of his picks. Rollover's at 2,000, so good luck with that. And we can't thank you enough. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Don.